Now, we're talking space here, and to mark the 50th anniversary of the moon landings later this month, there's this really amazing collections of sounds of space and things like that. It's by a project called Cities and Memory. This specific sort of sub-project is called Space is the Place, and there's 80 recordings of NASA and space agency sounds that have been kind of reimagined by artists. There's just I'll give you a little taster here. This is called Dawn in Space, which sounds quite lively, really. Because, you know, in all the films when the spaceships are going like that, and of course they don't make that noise in the vacuum. But then I like this reimagining. This is the electromagnetic chorus for the Cities and Memory project. Bit of space music now. Probably sounds a bit like David Bowie-esque, doesn't it, really? A lot of birds in space, aren't there? Alien life forms. I love stuff like this, though. Sounds like, you know, sometimes they have classical music in the train stations to try and keep down crime rates because it's calming. Well, that's quite calming, so in space maybe that's the equivalent. This, just one more for you, the International Space Station alarm. Time to wake up, everybody. That's very good. Astronauts waking up to that. Let's speak to Stuart Folks, who's the creator of Cities and Memory. What a great project this is, Stuart, I have to say. It's really interesting. How long does it take to put together?
Thanks very much, and thanks for calling that piece Bowie-esque. I think that's the best compliment I'm going to be getting all day by some distance.
Nice one. So it's a great project, and I know that there's sort of artistic influences on it. I was just asking, how long did it take to kind of put together something like this?
Yeah, so this project took about 3 months from start to finish, from gathering together all the space sounds to kind of putting the call out and finding all these artists around the world in 21 different countries who wanted to take part, getting all of their interpretations back together and then building the project.
And it is sort of like an artist interpretation of some of the things like the Dawn chorus from space, things like that. How much of it is true sound effects recorded from space, and then how much of it is artistic interpretation?
So it's exactly 50-50. So the sounds are kind of presented in pairs. So let's say, for example, you want to go and listen to the sound of Neil Armstrong saying, you know, One Giant Leap for Mankind.
Yeah.
You'd hear that, and then you'd go and hear a remixed version of that. So someone's taken that as a sample and created something kind of new and interesting from it. And that's the same for each of the 80 sounds you can hear in the project.
I'm going to find that one in a second, because there are just some phrases that kind of like echo through history. But then to give it a new interpretation as well, I guess for you, when you got them all sent back, you must have thought there's something really special here.
Yeah, and you know, you could give the same sound to 20 different people and get 20 completely different interpretations. So what I really love is to get a piece back from someone and think, I would never, ever have thought of doing that. And I think that's the really interesting thing. So to take, for example, One Small Step, the artist there has translated One Small Step into a whole load of different languages and presented that as a kind of tribute to the apparently well over 100,000 people that were involved in the moon landings.
Wow.
Projects all over the world. So it's kind of a tribute to everyone, taken just from Neil Armstrong's voice.
Well, let's have a listen to that, because this is a really interesting one. So this is the original.
I'm going to step off the land now. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Oh, he knew how to do a dramatic pause, didn't he? Come on. That's so good. Every time you hear that now, it's just, gives you the chills. So this is Simon Woods and his reimagining of that. So this is the artistic interpretation.
I'm going to step off the land now. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Das ist ein kleiner Schritt für den Menschen, ein Riesenschritt für die Menschheit.
This is amazing. I could happily listen to this on a rave night out, to be honest with you, Stuart. This is amazing. And tell us a bit more about the project then. What are you hoping that people will take away from these very different artworks? Because there's a lot to take away here.
Yeah, there are. And I think, you know, the number one thing is this is a kind of celebration of, you know, the achievement of landing on the moon and all the achievements of space science, kind of just a little sonic tribute to all of that. And but what I kind of hope more broadly from the project is that it kind of helps people to just listen a little bit more to the world around them, listen a little bit differently, to kind of think, actually, there are all these beautiful environmental sounds that we're surrounded by every day, just on the way to work, for example, and just by tuning in and listening to the world, you know, you can really hear some amazing and interesting stuff. It doesn't have to be in outer space to do that.
And because one of the initial thoughts I would have had was, when you think space, and, you know, I always think, you know, when Star Trek Enterprise is going around going rum, you think, well, it wouldn't make that noise. But obviously there are noises then that are made and can be recorded in outer space that are as part of this project. So it's kind of making me think again, at least. Is that one of the thoughts behind it?
Yeah, exactly. And I think if you think about it, actually, it's like sound designers and musicians have had a massive influence on what we all think space sounds like anyway. Because we all kind of heard science fiction, whether it's Star Trek or 2001 or Alien, whatever it might be, our idea of what space sounds like is kind of filtered through through modern culture, really. And I think that's quite an interesting reflection on that as well.
It's so interesting. Stuart, thank you for talking to us, and I hope it goes really well. Brilliant project.
Cheers. Bye.
Stuart Folks there, the creator of Cities and Memory. You can find it online if you want to check out more. It's citiesandmemory.com, and then just look for the Space is the Place project.